Hours Radio, where it's all about the music.
Williams and Zinger killed poor Hattie Carroll with a cane that he twirled around his diamond ring finger at a Baltimore hotel society gathering. And the cops was called in and his weapon took from him as they rode him in custody down to the station and booked Williams and Zinger for first degree murder. But you who philosophize disgrace and criticize all fears, take the rag away from your face. Now ain't the time for your tears. Williams and Zinger, who had 24 years, owns a tobacco farm of 600 acres with rich, wealthy parents who provide and protect him, and high office relations in the politics of Maryland reacted to his deed with a shrug of his shoulders and swear words and sneering, and his tongue it was a snarling. And in a matter of minutes on bail was out walking. But you who philosophize disgrace and criticize fears, take the rag away from your face. Now ain't the time for your tears. Hattie Carroll was made in the kitchen. She was 51 years old and gave birth to 10 children who carried the dishes and took out the garbage and never sat once at the head of the table and didn't even talk to the people at the table who just cleaned up all the food from the table and emptied the ashtrays on a whole other level. Got killed by a blow, lay slain by a cane that sailed through the air and came down through the room, doomed and determined to destroy all the gentle. And she never done nothing to Williams and Zinger. And you philosophize disgrace and criticize all fears, take the rag away from your face. Now ain't the time for your tears. Courtroom of honor, the judge pounded his gavel to show that all's equal and that the courts are on the level and that the strings in the books ain't pulled and persuaded and that even the nobles get properly handled once that the cops have chased after and caught 'em. and that the ladder of law has no top and no bottom. Stared at the person who killed for no reason, who just happened to be feeling that way without warning. And he spoke through his cloak most deep and distinguished, and handed out strongly for penalty and repentance Williams and Zenger with a 6-month sentence. Ah, but you who philosophize disgrace and criticize all fears, bury the rain deep in your face, for now's the time for your tears.
Welcome to Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. I'm Rick Rockwell in Washington, D.C., co-host Jeff Siegel's in Dallas. What a way to start off. The bard of rock and roll, the bard of folk, Bob Dylan, telling us long ago that times needed to change, times would change. We might finally be to the week where times changed. Maybe, Jeff, maybe.
The lonesome death of Hattie Carroll, Rick. It's in the news. That song is in the news for a couple of different reasons. Not only inauguration next week of President-elect Barack Obama, but the man that did the incident that murdered Hattie Carroll, that Dylan wrote the song about, William Zantzinger, died last week. And I thought, what better way to open up the Underground Podcast?
Well, that song still carries quite a hefty weight, and it carries more weight if you know that most of it is true, based on a true incident. I think the only thing that might be a little off in the way that Mr. Dylan tells the song is it wasn't exactly a cane that was the murder weapon, and there was some question about exactly what caused this incident, but Zantzinger was certainly responsible for this woman's death, but it was more a racial incident that may have caused her to have a heart attack later.
And the interesting thing, one of the many interesting things about the song, is nowhere in there does Dylan mention Hattie Carroll's color.
No, and it's a song about class and justice, although I guess people who know the background of that particular song, it became somewhat of an anthem of the civil rights movement at the time, but it's true. It doesn't mention it, and truthfully, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. It was an injustice at the time, no matter the color involved, although it was a drunken incident at a bar, apparently, where Zantzinger used racial epithets and got this woman who had a medical condition fairly upset with him, and some hours later she died, and of course, the judge said that he was responsible of manslaughter in that particular case. But Dylan's right with the sentence. It was 6 months.
And this just goes to show, I guess, Dylan's great genius in that, as you point out, Rick, he doesn't have to tell you too much about the people involved. The listener can infer it and know that it's the culture of the society that's wrong and it needs to be fixed.
Well, just so listeners know, this is not a soapbox week. We start off right away on our soapbox, but we are going through the variety of moods this week on Ivory Towers Radio. But the timing of this particular death, Zantzinger's death, brought this back up. And I can't tell you the last time I heard that song on the radio.
Well, not these days anyway, because it's too long, it's too political, and you can't dance to it, Rick.
Well, and it's also too inconvenient. It talks about class and implies things, as we talked about, considering race. And that's not part of the American discussion. It may become much more part of the American discussion as we continue making changes and evolving. But, you know, time for us to make some change and evolve now, too. Some more music to think about coming right up right now. We'll be right back.
of religion, bull whipping, says you ain't nothing but the shape you're in. Oh, come on now, girl, genuflect, nude magazine. This mean old world runs on sex and gasoline. True, we mama's boys have got it in for you. Our faults are many, virtues nil. We never loved you and we never will. Oh, come on now, girl, it's time we both come clean. This mean old world runs on sex and gasoline. From the first great princess to the last.
Circled stones on the ancient hills, where you walk alone, where the wind can speak my secret name like the air you breathe. Will you remember me? Will you remember as your airplane flies over foreign seas and breaking skies like a perfect child you can't bear to leave in your last long days? Will you remember me? Will you remember? on the edge of life, where time runs slow, where some can fly in these shuttered rooms, where we say goodbye when the soul leaves free. Will you remember when there's no need to breathe? Will you remember?
He said, I'll love you till I die. She told him, you'll forget in time. As the years went slowly by, she still preyed upon his mind. He kept her picture on the wall, went half crazy now and then. He still loved her through it all, hoping she'd come back again. Kept some letters by his bed, dated 1962. He had underlined in red every single I love you. I went to see him just today. Oh, but I didn't see no tear. All dressed up to go away. First time I'd seen him smile in years. He stopped loving her today. They placed a wreath upon his door, and soon they'll carry him away. He stopped loving her today. You know, she came to see him one last time. Oh, and we all wondered if she would. And it kept running through my mind, this time he's over her for good. He stopped loving her today. They placed a wreath upon his door. Soon they'll carry him away. He stopped loving her today.
Johnny Cash. He stopped loving her today on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. As we finish out a set of Cash family music, we started out with Roseanne Cash's ex-husband, Rodney Crowell, brand new music, Sex and Gasoline. In the middle, Roseanne, Will You Remember Me? Could she be talking about Mr. Crowell? The breakup, I don't think pleased her very much. And then her father, the late, great Johnny Cash, covering the George Jones classic, He Stopped Loving Her Today. Rick, the thing that strikes me about that set, if I may pat myself on the back for a moment.
Please do.
Is that these are things that they like all could have talked about, given the dynamics that worked in the Cash family.
Nothing like having a little musical conversation on the Underground podcast, where it is all about the music. And it's wonderful when the lyrics can do the talking for us. I wonder if people really know, though, that we're deep set in the icebox of the middle of January when we're playing sets like that. Obituaries certainly on our mind this week.
The other thing, and I'll just throw this in a quick note, Rodney Crowell, the whole point of the album Section Gasoline, that's the single from it, is,
and that's new music, isn't it? That's new?
Yeah, brand new music. I said brand new music.
I'm sorry.
Apparently, the whole point of this record is that he realizes he's been less than a great human being to women, and he realizes that men are often less than what they should be to women. And this album is his way of exploring that contradiction, which is an interesting thing for a pop singer to do.
Well, I have to agree with him that we don't always think about those things, and the world really does run on sex and gasoline. Because when I was thinking about this, I was thinking, well, money's not in there, but once you boil gasoline down to its basics, that's all about money.
That's all about money. Men want to have sex, and they want to have cars so they can get girls to have sex, I guess, huh?
That's the equation, and we don't need to say anything more than that. I think it's time for the music once again.
Traveled 700 miles across the border to the States with a plastic bottle running across the desert in a shake. Come to English-only country, hiding from the Minutemen. Come to make this place my home, run a long, long way from there. Story of a lifetime. Chase me through the desert, then the agent strapped me down. Then they asked me why in Spanish, why you keep on coming back? Well, I left my dad in Jersey and my sisters in Des Moines. They've been working in this country, picking making letters, washing floors. Story of a lifetime.
Cause I washed the dishes fast. Well, the boss, he got me working on the porch and in the bed. Then I wash the dish and rinse it. Then I go home late and sleep. Well, I need to be awake now, cause I walk out in my sleep. When I see that black van coming, well, I know I'm sure to run. God damn, the major caught me. Nearly been 15 when I left my baby crying with the promise in my skin. On the outskirts of LA, I recite a native poem, named Enhanced 10,000 Years. It's the season for the crop. It's my people doing the picking in the valley of the dogs. It's a decent job to work it. Any day I'll take this job.
Came from a small town in northern Mexico. He came north with his brother Luis to California 3 years ago. They crossed at the river levee when Luis was just 16. They found work together in the fields of the San Joaquin. They left their homes and family. Their father said, "My son's one thing you must learn. For everything the North it gives, it exacts a price in return." They work side by side in the orchards from morning till the day it was through, doing the work the güeros wouldn't do. Word was out, some men from Sinaloa were looking for some hands. Well, deep in Fresno County, there was a deserted chicken ranch. There in a small tin shack on the edge of a ravine, Miguel and Luis stood stood cooking methamphetamine. You could spend a year in the orchards or make half as much in one shift, working for the man from Sinaloa. Ah, but if you slipped, the hydriotic acid could burn right through your skin. They'd leave you spitting up blood in the desert if you breathe those fumes in. It was early one winter evening as Miguel stood watch outside when the shack exploded, lighting up the valley night. Miguel carried Luis over his shoulder down a swell to the creek side, and there in the tall grass Luis Rosales died. Miguel lifted Luis's body into the truck, and then he drove to where the morning sunlight fell on eucalyptus grove. There in the dirt he dug up $10,000, all that they had saved, kissed his brother's lips and placed him in his grave.
Cracker, Sinaloa Cowboys on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music as we do a little postmodern South of the Border there. That, of course, a cover of the Bruce Springsteen song. We started out, and Rick, correct me if I'm wrong here, Calético, doing El Gatillo, Trigger Revisited, new music. And in the middle, other more new music, a song called Minimum Wage from Lila Downs.
Excellent job on those accents, Jeff, for that Frontera music.
You know, as you well know, I'm almost never allowed to speak foreign languages, which is, of course, difficult for someone who is a wine writer. But I do try very hard. And that was a very interesting version of Sinaloa Cowboys, because it sounds almost nothing like the Springsteen version.
No, but it has... it has the feel. You just get that sense of California. You get that sense of northern Mexico in that song. It definitely has the right atmosphere.
And the other interesting song on there is the Lila Downs, new music. She's a longtime Mexican musician who's done a bunch of different things. I know we've played a lot of Mexican music on the show. And this album, she covers some Anglo singers, and then does some of her other songs in English, which is fairly unusual for her.
I wonder if you have the credits from that, because I'm not going to ask you questions, musical questions, that we don't have the ability to try to get the answers from. So first, do you know the credits on that Down song?
Actually, I have been remiss this week, as I usually do. I usually have all this stuff right in front of me, and this week, for whatever reason, I've been remiss in doing it, but I do remember from when I picked the song, it was most of the big names in modern Mexican rock music, or many of the big names.
Well,
and no, I couldn't even begin to pronounce them. Well,
since we'll go to maybe an area of credits that we know you know about, I'm surprised that beginning of that Cracker song, and the thing that impresses me the most is, and I know that you like Flaco Jimenez and the accordion, the beginning of that Cracker certainly has that sound that Flaco brings when he plays his accordion. That's the sound. And so you've been threatening an all accordion set. So I wondered if you might be headed there.
No, I think we'll get a little bit into the new year. We don't want to scare off too many listeners with the accordion set quite yet.
One of these days, but not in this show, but more wonderful music coming right up after this. Stick around.
Greetings. I'm Michael, your musical guide to the vast Ivory Towers archive. More than 100 hours of music, all at your fingertips. All you have to do is repeat this simple online mantra, public.box.net/Ivory Towers Radio. public.box.net/Ivory Towers Radio. Keep repeating the mantra for your musical pleasure.
No stems, no seeds that you don't need. Acapulco gold is
bad as weed.
Cut. How'd that sound to you?
Hey, man, that was far out, man. We got a cut, man.
Yeah, that sounded pretty good to me. I think we can wrap it up.
Oh, I know, man. No, I want to do it again, man.
Again?
Yeah, man, like I had a thing to do, you know, where you talk, man, where the cat talks. I got a thing to say, man. I was going to say it, but I forgot it, man.
You want to do it again?
Yeah, man, let's do it again.
Okay, all right.
Hold it, give me a joint, man. Give me another joint.
Here you are.
Okay, far out, man. Okay, we'll get it right this time,
yeah,
man.
Okay. All right, let's try it again, huh?
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Acapulco Gold filters, take 403.
Now, this some bad weed.
Hi there, folks. Smoking more now but getting high less? Try new Acapulco Gold filters, regular and menthol. Acapulco Gold, just a stony, 3 hits longer. And be sure to save the groovy coupons on the back. How do you think I got this? Out of sight hash pipe. But don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Ashley Roachclip of the Jefferson Hair Pie has to say.
Hey, that's right, man. You know, I really, man, like, the cat's really telling you where it's at, man. Nah, man. I'm gonna tell you, every time I lay some of this gold on my friends, man, they light it up, man, and they just take one talk, man, and they look at me and say, Roach, this weed's a motherfucker, man.
Oh, now you can't say that in there. You know that's not you. That's not right.
Hey, man, what you want now? Good grammar or good taste?
All right, listen, we'll keep going. Remember, folks, it's Acapulco Gold, the herb superb. Long in the leaf and short in the can. No stems, no seeds that you don't need. Acapulco Gold is
bad as weed.
Cut. Listen, we can bleep out that other part. I think it'll be okay.
Hey, that was all right, man. Did you like that bit?
Yeah, that one, I loved it. It's
yeah.
Good.
Hey, that was far out, man.
That's all right. Okay, good. Let's
man. Hold it now. I mean, I dug it now. No, you know, I mean, that was it. I really dug it. That's the one, man.
Yeah.
But there's a thing, man, I want to do with the matches in front, you know. So, hey, can we do it again, man?
Again?
Yeah, man. I want to get this right now, you know.
How do we get drugs?
You buy them.
You buy them?
From people.
From people. So what do we call a man or a boy who sells drugs? It begins with a P.
Pollution.
Yes, that's a form of pollution. But he's a pusher. And a pusher carries a bag of all kinds of drugs. Pusher will sell you any kind of drugs you want. Okay, now I'm going to play a song, and you'll hear this guy tell you that the pusher's coming. All right?
Here comes the dope pusher. He's got a bag of things that he will say will make you feel beautiful. Heroin, cocaine. He has some uppers and some downers and marijuana and all kinds of good things that will one day have you in pain and agony, but you can look at him right in the face and you can sing this song to him. I don't need no bad drugs. I don't need no bad drugs. I don't need no bad drugs. Sing along with me. I don't need no bad drugs. I don't need no bad drugs. Now watch him walk away, because he can't sell you his bag of agony and pain. Goodbye, dope pusher. Goodbye with your bag of death and agony and pain. You'll have to find somebody not as smart.
So that's what we want to tell the dope pusher. When somebody comes to sell us some drugs.
Here comes the dope pusher. He's coming today.
So the dope pusher comes, what do you say to him?
I don't know where you get these people from. Sometimes I think it's drugs. It's got to be drugs, because people on Pure Air don't worry about things like that. You know, the drugs, I think drugs make people sort of, you know, they get like... I've seen them, you know, they take a... You know, and they have to hold it in, see? See, that's the problem with smoking. You have to look. Now, your body doesn't want it, so it starts to kick it out, whether you want to hold it or not, so you begin to... about drugs is that while you're doing that, the person sitting next to you is going, hey man, pass that over. Then the people get stoned. Now this is the fun part of getting, they get stoned, then they become paranoid. Now, when they started out, they said, let's get high and have fun. So they're high, now they're paranoid. Am I falling out of this chair? Then I've known people who've gotten stoned and they start to laugh and nobody knows what they're laughing at. You know, they just... But the biggest one is the cocaine.
No!
There they go. There they go. Cocaine, Jack. You say cocaine, man. They give it, you know, people say, yeah. Sure, I'll do a few lines. And I said to a guy, I said, tell me, you know, what is it about cocaine that makes it so wonderful? And the guy said, well, it intensifies your personality. And I said, yes, but what if you're an asshole?
We'll be right back.
Welcome. Welcome back from the 1970s. I hope it was a good trip, as they said back then. Let's tick this off from the beginning. Cheech and Chong on the Underground Podcast with Acapulco Gold Filters. In the middle, too, from Bill Cosby, Dope Pusher by Request. And Jeff, that is from a out-of-print 1972 Bill Cosby educational record. But Bill is always funny, even when he's trying to educate. And, of course, then classic Cosby with Drugs. Finally, The Tubes, White Punks on Dope. As they say today, a dope set.
A dope set. I have a question for you.
I'm not sure after that I can answer anything.
Could you explain to me how, after starting his career as the Cheech of Cheech and Chong, the Cheech Marin can become a respected TV actor, playing policemen, priests, and all sorts of ordinary, regular sorts of middle-class fellows?
Well, I think he's an actor, and that's what he always... he was a stand-up comedian, obviously, to start with, but he had acting aspirations, and, you know, that's what actors are supposed to do, assume different roles. And he's a respected member of the Latino community, even though he makes jokes that maybe those who are not part of the Latino community could make these days. I don't have an explanation other than he's funny. He's a funny guy. At least I think he's funny.
He's funny. I've always just thought it's one of those wonderful comments on American culture and on the way Hollywood works.
Well, the truth is, I think at a certain point, Cheech and Chong became assimilated. They were underground radio. I mean, you could only hear part of Acapulco Gold Filters in the old days because there's some rough language in there, as you just heard, and you couldn't play that on over-the-air radio. And so these were the records that you could play, you know, when maybe your parents weren't listening or weren't at home and that sort of thing, and everybody would laugh, very much like in those bits. And I think the movies and other things that Cheech and Chong ended up doing made them part of the mainstream. And certainly as baby boomers grew up, we all knew what these things were about. This is what the generation before us was afraid to talk about. But the truth is, within the last few years, we tried to set the clock back. I mean, this is why you might be talking about Cheech Marin being rehabilitated, but Tommy Chong had to go to jail.
Yeah, well, that was another contradiction. But I'll just mention one more contradiction, Rick, and then we can move on. I always like to tell the young people listening, the next time your parents give you that look, and it looks like they're going to give you the drug speech, ask them if they still have their Cheech and Chong.
True enough. But I think that's also why that Cosby request, and our audience wanted to hear that Cosby, hard to find Cosby in there, balances it out. I mean, I think we have to have a rational discussion about drugs. They're part of the scene. You and I have had our soapbox about drugs, both legal and otherwise, before. And the point is, know what your limits are, do things rationally. If you're going to use drugs, you should try to be in an adult mind as opposed to what happens in that Tubes song.
You think?
Yeah, well, I think, but we're far off the reservation now. We're way, way, way far off the reservation, talking about more our political, cultural end than our music end. But, you know, we have a want to do this because not only do we have the Underground Podcast, but we also have the Ivory Towers blog, the ancillary blog to Ivory Towers Radio, where we do talk about politics. And you, sir, have a great political piece, probably your best political piece in months, about the end of the Bush presidency. Oh, my God, if we get ourselves just a few more days, we will have survived. And you do a great job of summing up the last 8 years of pain and misery. It's on the blog, and if you want to read it, and I urge you to read Jeff's wonderful piece, you can find the Ivory Towers blog at www.ivorytowers.com. And as we said, there's politics there, but there's also music, so don't despair. There's sports, there's film reviews. The URL, one more time, and remember, it's Ivory Towers, all one word, with a Z, a Z, or a Zeta at the end. That URL, www.ivorytowers.com.
Caution. Now it's time for Rick's Metal Shop.
We'll be right back.
Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. If that isn't a mysterious ending to a song, I don't know what is. That's Opeth with The Lotus Eater. Music from 2008. And Jeff, you won't find that music, nor that song, on a Grammy list. You won't find that on Rolling Stone's list. You won't find that on many mainstream lists of top music for 2008, but if you go and look for the top music on heavy metal sites for 2008, Opeth is invariably, if not number one, in the top five of those who are big aficionados of heavy metal. And so there's some metal for you. And, you know, we were in that 70s mode. If that isn't progressive metal, I don't know what defines that new subgenre.
You know, Rick, I was listening to that song, and the one thing that kept going through my mind was, boy, these guys are really heavy. That is metal. We've had, over the last several weeks, last several months, some songs that you said maybe didn't qualify, but I think that's pretty heavy metal there, isn't it?
Oh, that there's no debate about Opeth, and I think the fact that they don't show up anywhere on any mainstream list tells you That's the dark heart of the matter. My guess is they'll show up in the shop sometime later. Again.
Hey, yes. Oh, I don't doubt that they will. Well, we've had one request this week, and we'd love to play some more requests.
We would.
We'd love for you to send us an email about almost anything you want. The Bob Dylan song we started with, the presidential inauguration, whatever. You may send us. Our email address is ivorytowersradio@att.net. That's Ivory Towers Radio, all one word, Towers, TOWERZ Radio, @att.net.
From the vault, it's Cover Me.
Only love can make it rain. Away the beach is kissed by the sea. Only love can make it rain. Like the sweat of lovers laying in the fields. Only love can bring the rain.
Pearl Jam, Love Ran Over Me. That's Who Music, cover of the Pete Townshend composition from Quadrophenia, the rock opera Quadrophenia. Jeff, I had no idea that Eddie Vedder was such a Who fan, but there's a new Who documentary making its rounds, and Eddie is interviewed for it and talks very much about the influence of the Who, both on punk, new wave, and the grunge movement.
Well, and I'm going to sound really stupid for saying this and show my age, because I never paid as much attention to grunge as perhaps I should have, because it fell into that gap between when I really paid attention to music and when I stopped paying attention and started paying attention again. But after listening to that song, I suddenly realized that all Eddie Vedder ever wanted to be was Roger Daltrey, and all Pearl Jam ever wanted to be was The Who. And I guess I just never realized it before.
Well, I had no idea either, but you hear that cover. It's very respectful, but still adds a little bit of Pearl Jam's edge there. And if you had never heard the original, you would say, that's a great number. And both together are great numbers. They are not only respectful in how they do it, but they come up to the same level of The Who. And you're right, Eddie can, Eddie's hero is obviously Roger Daltrey.
And how I miss it now, you know, every Pearl Jam song I know is going through my head, and I'm going, how did I ever miss that? Which just goes to prove, Rick, one of the reasons for the Underground Podcast is because just when you think you know everything, you'll hear a song that reminds you, you've still got a lot to learn.
Indeed, and we've got a lot more ground to cover, so stick around.
A restless energy blows across the globe. The desire for human rights.
Yet every day, people are tortured.
Imprisoned.
Executed.
Or disappeared.
Simply for their identity or their beliefs.
That's why Amnesty International speaks out.
To protect people's basic human rights.
To change the sounds of suffering
to the sounds of freedom.
Call 1-800-AMNESTY.
It's your human right.
1-800-AMNESTY.
Oh,
It's Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music.
Storm of worry, shake the family tree, scattering dreams we share like falling leaves. Storm of worry blows out the light. When you don't come home at night, a free spirit, you had special charm. Raised up in the country, down on the farm, in the family grove, you took my name. But I root came your ball and chain. Storm of worry, shake the family tree, scattering dreams we share like falling leaves. Storm of worry blows out the light. When you don't come home that night,
Storm of Worry on Ivory Towers Radio. A very short, brief set of some, as we say, tasty guitar licks featuring none other than Eric Clapton. Started off with Cream, Dance the Night Away. Clapton playing the 12-string guitar, a la Jim Roger McGuinn. That was Jim Roger McGuinn, wasn't it, correct?
I believe you are correct.
And then, of course, Clapton guesting on the Landreth tune, Storm of Worry. A very interesting album called From the Reach, and I know you picked this one out, Rick, and that's a guitar hero album, isn't it?
More or less it is, and you know, we've been talking about how duet albums have been so popular. Well, it's not just singing duets, it's guitar lick duets too, and you can really hear the difference between those two soloists on that number, Storm of Worry. When Clapton comes in, he's got his signature.
And And also on that, for anybody who is interested in Guitar Heroes, I did look this one up, Rick. We've got some Mark Knopfler on there. We've got some Robin Ford and Eric Johnson as well.
And that's all new. It's 2008 music, and that's more music that you won't hear over the air, but it's right here on the Underground Podcast.
And now we have another interesting Underground Podcast song coming right up.
Hey, now it's time for Jeff's New Wave.
Dave Edmonds on Jeff's New Wave on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. That, of course, from Repeat When Necessary from 1979, one of the great New Wave albums ever done, and, of course, a great album in its own right. And that's an Elvis Costello song. And, Rick, in 1978, 1979, Elvis was writing songs so furiously, he was giving them away, left and right. And he gave this to Dave Edmonds. And the Elvis would not actually record it until it showed up as a B-side. It showed up on a collection of B-sides, which the album had two different names, one in the U.S. and one in Great Britain, but we won't go into that.
Am I incorrect in saying that even Linda Ronstadt covered that song?
I don't think Linda Ronstadt did. I think you're thinking of Allison, aren't you?
I think that there was a later album where she also covered, besides Allison, Girls Talk, but I could be wrong. Maybe we can check that out. And I am required to ask you this question, even though it has nothing to do with Dave Edmunds, but can we expect next week on the Underground Podcast to hear some Blind Faith?
I'm running out of Eric Clapton bands, aren't I?
No, the list is so long that actually it might take us all year. And here we are at the beginning.
I stand corrected. Linda Ronstadt did do Girls Talk.
Well, you know, there's a special part of my brain that's devoted to Linda Ronstadt, and so I can't deny that part of my brain.
Listen, I've got a programming note for our listeners here before we get to my favorite part of the show.
Besides Blind Faith?
Besides Blind Faith, yes. Next week on the Sundance Channel, Mr. Costello, apparently, who has a chat show, not what he does best, but we'll give him a chance. His guest will be Ivory Tower's favorite, Roseanne Cash, and Kris Kristofferson, which should be extremely interesting.
And
Costello's love of country music and Kristofferson and Cash's appreciation of non-country music.
Well, we played some Roseanne Cash early in the program, and we were remiss not to put the programming note in there, so that's on me, sir. But now it is your favorite time of the show, and we would be remiss if we did not read this next bit.
The Ivory Towers podcast is a non-commercial, non-profit program designed and used for educational purposes. Some of the material contained in this podcast is previously copyrighted but used with permission. Other copyrighted material is reused following fair use guidelines. Any copyright holders who do not wish to have their material used should contact the programmers directly at ivorytowersradio@att.net, and it will be removed. The programmers do not support file sharing and encourage listeners to buy music from the same artists featured in this podcast.
Well, Jeff, we started this program off with an obituary, and we were hit with another obituary the day that we recorded this program.
And for those of us who grew up in a certain period, this is pretty significant indeed. Patrick McGoohan, who died this week, was about as cool an actor as you could possibly imagine. This will be difficult, perhaps, for the younger people to understand if all they know him from is the Mel Gibson movie Braveheart. But his two series, Secret Agent Man, or Danger Man, as it was known in the UK, and The Prisoner, were pretty cool. Pretty darn cool.
They were cool, and we're nowhere near as cool as Patrick McGoohan during his heyday. But as McGoohan was often quoted as saying, all of the answers are available if you pay attention. And so I'm hoping that the listeners will take that advice as we go out. We're going to go out not on the actual Secret Agent Man, Johnny Rivers version, but a Devo cover of that, and we hope you enjoy that going out. So, Jeff, any last words before we sign off this wonderful podcast?
Perhaps one day I'll be able to figure out what The Prisoner really means.
And with that, thanks for joining us on Ivory Towers Radio. For composer-announcer Michael Galelli, who may have one of the clues, from my wonderful co-host Jeff Siegel in Dallas, where I'm betting another clue is, I'm Rick Rockwell in Washington, D.C., which is often the city that is clueless, but maybe we'll have a clue or two, too. Thanks for joining us. Peace. And now, Devo to take us out.
A secret agent.